You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
born and bred in the great city of Toronto, Canada, now a proud resident of New York City. That was modern-day jazz saxophonist Grant Stewart, joined by his trio with the new tune, 2017's Roll On. And that's the way it's been for Grant in a life of true jazz rambling. After he arrived in New York City at the age of 19, he started studying with the masters, Donald Byrd and Barry Harris. From that big vault of learning, he has performed internationally with Jimmy Cobb, Harold Mayburn, Louis Hayes, Curtis Fuller, Louis Nash, Harry Connick, and the list goes on. He's played at joints like Smalls, Lincoln Center, Birdland, and he's gone to Europe, Japan, Brazil, and Taiwan. And right on into today, he has released 16-plus albums as a leader, and when I asked him about his latest album, Roll On, that we just heard, he had some thoughts on his evolution as a jazz organism.
You know, I don't try and push evolution. I mean, this is not a creationist thing. No, I don't try and force myself to evolve. I just try and let it happen naturally. And for me, you know, my evolution has been very slow.
Between 2008 and 2015, he was voted a rising star on the tenor, rightfully so, in the Downbeat Critics poll. He's a humble cat with plenty of skills, great stories, and it's great to lead things off with him to get this hour of jazz rolling on. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the saxophone and is known for the jazz birds that we have put into flight, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. All full of good jazz music to make your world a little bit brighter.
That's a good thing we have a long runway and a good one.
That's right.
For all these birds we've taken on and launched.
Even the feathers on the ground sound good.
I tell you.
So every week, Grant has a regular gig that may feature the great Barry Harris sitting in on the keys, depending on his schedule. So as he talks about that, let's scoot on into the tune, The Londonderry Air, off the 2017 CD from Barry called Newer Than New.
You know, for me, the highlight of my career is we have a steady gig every Monday in the East Village, 11th Street in between B and C, a place called the 11th Street Bar, and it's a great hang. But every week, if he's in town, if he's not traveling, Barry Harris comes down, 87 years old, comes down and hangs out all night and then plays, wow, you know, three or four tunes with the band. And that's the highlight of my career right there. Hi, this is Grant Stewart, tenor saxophonist from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the bebop jazz tenor cat Dom Bias with the tune You Can Depend on Me off the complete 1946-54 CD compilation. And this is one cat that Grant had some thoughts on as well.
I'd love to see Dom Bias live. There's a lot of guys whose sounds I'd like to hear live, just because it's hard to gauge on record exactly how big or how loud they played, how big their sounds were.
Right out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, his parents were musicians, and he went on to play with the best in the world of jazz, like Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Art Blakey, Dizzy Gillespie, and he would live in Europe for the last 26 years of his life. A lot of cats at that time.
Oh, yes, they do smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
That's right. And they love that European tea, my friend. So, this is another story from Grant, and it involves Jimmy Heath, maybe what we were talking about before, talking about the power of the great Gene Jug Adams. And as we go into the tune Blue Groove off the 2014 CD, You Go to My Head, there we go, have a listen to Grant explain.
I remember I met Jimmy Heath one time, and we were talking about tenor sound, and he was talking about Gene Ammons, and he said he heard Gene Ammons play, I forget where it was, but he was in a balcony above the stage, and he said, without a microphone, Gene Ammons' sound was so big that he could feel the floorboards vibrate.
Quaisans bar, said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream, to bring blues from America to the French African queen. Ah, oui, oui. We'll be right back.
down in Paris, another few quay Zanzibar. Said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is full of fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. I bring blues from America to the French African queen. And my words were not so different, land and language and the way we feel the same human feelings with different words we say. We are fruit from the same tree, I think you know just what I mean. I am your American black boy and my French African queen.
That was the stylish cat with the memorable hat, singer, songwriter, and actor Gregory Porter, and a recent Grammy winner. That was the 2016 tune French African Queen off the CD Take Me to the Alley. Born in Sacramento and raised in Bakersfield, California, he has spent his entire career rising up the jazz ranks. One of the very first influences and cats that discovered him was flute legend Hubert Laws, and that will be profiled in the upcoming 2017 documentary about Gregory Porter titled Don't Forget the Music. So that's actually a natural lead into our next track, and it's quite exciting. It's the world of neon jazz, yes, our little program here, via Hubert Laws becoming music. So in the Gregory documentary, there is a 3-minute flute solo performed by Hubert Laws titled Meeting Mr. Laws. The motion picture company and the publisher of the song decided to create a separate CD which would be part of the promotion of the film. So a portion of the Laws recording with the combined plug, our favorite plug, John Christopher.
Yep. I was just making a note here on your script to make sure that you use that Hubert Laws drop. You had a phone call about that, didn't you?
Well, that's it. This is the song right here. This is the actual phone call to get the rights reserved.
Yeah.
And accept it. So now we are going to part that red velvet curtain and let the world listen with their happy eardrums. As a part of the song is a plug that Hubert did for Neon Jazz, and it's by Italian composer and a producer. He listens to the show out of Milan every week, and he created a song. It's called Elevated Spirit, and it's an honor, and we're humbled to hear this great track.
How cool is this?
Man alive.
Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the grand modern jazz sax cat Jimmy Green with the cut off his latest album, 2017's Fun Circuits. So this Hartford, Connecticut native's album, 2014's Beautiful Life, was a celebration of the life of his six-year-old daughter, Anna Marquez Green, whose life was tragically taken, along with 19 other children and six educators, on December 14, 2012, at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's deep. Very deep. Yeah. In fact, Jimmy reached out recently, and I'm going to interview him and talk to him about his life in jazz. And, you know, since 2012, this album is aptly called Fun Circuits. He's moved on, and he's put everything in perspective. But that album specifically got 2 Grammy nominations, and for good reason.
Yep.
A testament to moving on in life, even when things get horrible, he has managed to do that. And these jazz guys, and especially Jimmy, should be commended for that.
You know, I've said, one of the things I've said about music before is I think we were given music by the Lord, because sometimes words don't get it.
You know, I was talking to Molly Hammer recently in an interview, and I mentioned the power of music. She has cancer. It came back around, and it's her second round, and I kind of mused and said, music will save us all. And she kind of nodded her head and agreed to it. So I think it's the medicine we're always looking for.
Mm-hmm.
From Filipino classic and jazz pianist, composer, conductor, and bandleader, a very influential British dance band era cat, Freddy Elizalde. This is the tune Singapore Sorrows off the Hot Dance Music and Jazz from Britain, 1923-36. Turn it up and dance, kids.
And I'm in Brooklyn, New York, digging neon jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was pianist and composer Noah Hajdu with the 2011 tune Slipstream. This modern-day cat is full of soul, and it shows. The CD was the debut as a soloist and got plenty of top-notch reviews. He was born in Charlottesville, Virginia, and exposed early on to all kinds of music, classic, avant-garde, rock, and jazz. And his high school years were spent between Jersey and L.A., and he was pulled willingly into the jazz and blues piano. He would go into the jazz program at Rutgers University, move on to Brooklyn, and play with great cats like Barry Harris and Bill Charlab. From the man called Curtis Porter, but known as Shafi Hadi, and his work with Charlie Mingus was legendary, and even with Hank Mobley. This is his collaboration with Mingus in New York in 57. This is the tune East Coasting, and that was his style. Next on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back. And our final foray into the jazz is Yoshiaki Masuo with the 1969 song Winds of Barcelona. And this cat was surrounded by music in Tokyo, never had formal training, but that music is soaring.
Say that name again.
Yoshiaki Masuo.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to have you do that again just because in the sentence, I thought you sneezed.
No, I I was actually lamenting some sushi. I haven't had it for a while. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, just wanted to make sure we got it right.
Yes, it was very fishy, though. Oh, man. Okay. Sorry about that.
We'll edit this out.
Yes, we will.
And of course, it'll still be there, you know.
It's always in there. It never goes away. The memory is always there. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that was the son of a broadcaster and a prodigy in his own right, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
He's on to something.
Son of a gun. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
I get rhythm. I get music.
Neon Jazz.